You talk about the game, though, with the Chiefs. We felt like we should have won, but offensively was the reason why we didn't win. Right. Like, when we needed it and we needed the offense to do something, we weren't able to do it. And that continues to be the bugaboo. But here's the thing about last year. Please don't compare anything to last year.
Correct.
You've got a 13-year guy behind center versus a kid who didn't know whether he was coming or going. Let's not compare anything to last year. Zero.
But I will say this. You had an offensive coordinator, whether we love him or hate him, in Arthur Smith, calling the shots, who had a decade of experience in pro football. And we've got a guy in his first four games as an offensive coordinator in Zach Robinson. So I'm not bagging on him because, again, we don't know what everybody – who didn't do his responsibility, who didn't pick up this or that. But one thing for certain, it's still – I think we can all agree, Carl, it's a work in progress as Zach Robinson is feeling his way with this team.
No, it is, but I also think a veteran quarterback supplements that for you.
Should.
That's the difference. It's not a guy who doesn't know and is trying to learn versus a guy who's been around all of these different systems and says, hey, Zach, this is what we should try to do. Hey, I'm going to try to call this play. This is the play I'm going to audible to. That's the filler, Mike, that should be there with a guy who has Kirk Cousins' experience. That's why I'm not willing to compare the two, whether it's 2-2 last year. 2-2 last year did feel different, but I can't say anything about what we had behind center. This should feel better. And I don't know if it does.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, I still don't know what a Zach Robinson offense is supposed to look like. I know what this is not anything we signed on for with our expectation level and how it's going to be running smoothly under Kirk Cousins. But Kirk, look, we can all agree now after 4 weeks, you're on the field, you're starting, you're expected to make plays, Kirk Cousins, and he says it every week. And hopefully he's going to be better, but he's got to be better, Carl. He's made some awful throws. Now, do you give him any pass on that Ray slip?
Well, after hearing or at least seeing it, after the fact, okay, in the moment, it's hard. And by the way, this is the other part. Sometimes in the stadium, it's hard to see things, and we don't get the replays that you guys.
I watched it again this morning.
Yeah, so that's why when we talk about it, you have to watch it. It's hard. In the moment, I'm like, what happened? Then you see it back, and you're like, okay, I saw Ray slip. I get it. He thought he was going to be there. He throws it. Mm. But I just, you know, I didn't expect, Mike, we talk about the things we didn't expect. Did I expect to beat the Saints? Yes. But I didn't expect going into week five that Kirk Cousins would only have four touchdowns and four interceptions. And I say only, that's a lot. That's more than what I expected. I was thinking somewhere along the lines of, I don't know, with this offense, seven touchdowns, maybe two picks.
Yeah.
And that's part of this. But, yeah, that one was you give him a little leeway on that because, again, he's trying to hit him in a spot. But some of these other interceptions, there's no excuse.
Right.
Where he's thrown it to other guys. 404-726-0929. Mike mentioned it. We want you to hear what guys are saying, and including Coach and D. Alford. And part of this is after the game, you know, when you're amped up, as everybody was, and it felt good to beat the Saints because we just don't like them. We owed them, and again, to beat them on a walk-off feels kind of even better. The fact that, you know, they felt like they might have a chance after they scored, and then we go right back down and kick the field goal. But here was Coach after the game with our buddy Dave Archer.
Raheem, you talk about team wins. You talk about a group of three phases of the game coming together and believing and winning. Boy, I don't know if you can find one. It's got a better definition than that.
I tell you what, it was more than just three today. That crew out there, the fan base, the way that place was rocking, that was definitely a part of it, and they definitely the fourth phase today. And I couldn't be more thankful for those guys coming out and showing that kind of support. And the team, man, they put it all together. They relied on each other. They played complimentary football. What a day. What a day.
Tell me about entities that you don't expect to score in. You want to. You play hard. If you're in position, you make the play. Kadarryl Hodge ends up with the recovery on the punt team. The coverage. Talk about that unit.
You know, Marquise, you know, you say is an entity that you don't expect to score in, but that's one of his main goals. That's what he wants to do, mean but clean. And those guys went out there, and they were exemplary tonight. All right, to the last whistle, right to we ended it with Koo. They scored a couple points today for us, and you need that. You need that. When you're struggling a little bit on offense or you're struggling a little bit on defense, you need somebody to pick you up, and special teams did.
I know they got a little bit of footing in the run game, and I know you're going to continue to work on that, but Troy Anderson was a monster today. Had one of his best games as an NFL player. 16 tackles, had the interception return for a touchdown.
Absolutely outstanding. Down the stretch is what's most important, and those guys bowled up when it counted the most at the end, and they were able to go some critical stops for us. They got too much rushing yards in the first half, but, man, they put it behind them. They came out. They bowled out. We got a couple major stops there, and we were doing well.
You talk about bowing up now. That offensive line really bowed up in the second half. Bijan ran the ball extremely well. But when Tyler Allgeier came in the game, it was like a different tempo you guys are playing with.
You know, he's the fat back that we call him, and he was able to go out there and get us some yards, man. He runs the ball hard as you can run, and he was the hot guy today, and he got out there and got it done for us.
All right, what do you say about your guy, Younghoe Koo? Did you have a number in mind as to where the ball needed to get to for him to be able to knock it through?
It didn't matter. We were going to end it with Koo, no matter where we were. It didn't matter. And Kuhn went out there and delivered just like I thought he would. That thing was good for a lot further than what he kicked it for the 56.
All right, last thing for you, Raheem. A quick turnaround. Now you got another divisional opponent coming in here in just a few days. How big one was this, and how much do you have to quickly flush it out of your mind?
You know, you quickly go through the process, the same thing as every week. You know, wins, losses, whatever the case may be. You got to put it back on the shelf and go right into the lab and get ready for a tough Tampa team coming in.
Thank you, man.
All right, man.
You know what's interesting is Raw told Mike and I when we were up there last week, and by the way, we won't be because of practice times and whatnot this week. Andy and Randy will actually be up there on Wednesday, the day before the game, so make sure you check that out. We'll replay that interview for you as they'll be up there because of scheduling issues, but we'll be up there the rest of the year. But he told us, Mike, you know, we were talking about New Orleans, and he was like, they have good special teams, and they always change games of the special teams. And we did that. It felt good to be on the other side of that, not having a kick blocked or, you know, again, fumbling in the end zone. So from that perspective, it's kind of interesting because he was like, we've got to do a better job of that, and I'll be damned we did.
This is one I did not expect. You know, we saw the screw-up. And you got, like, how many times have we made flubs and special teams over the years? It's I know we use the phrase, and it sounds cliched, Carl, the NFL gods or football karma. It's weird how we got to 2-2. Certainly not how we expected at all. You know, the Pitts mugging in the end zone, the no call, only to have a guy. I mean, by the way, that's the dumbest special team screw-up I've seen by any team in the last 5 or 6 years in the NFL. Just let the ball go in the end zone.
It was. Yeah, just a judgment call there. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we are letting you get a feel for what was going on after the game. And Dee Alford, who played really well yesterday as well. Falcons win on a walk-off 26-24. Younghoe Koo, obviously, getting it done for us. But here is Dee Alford with Dave Archer.
D, another strong game by you guys in the back end, and this was going to be a real test. They had a lot of great speed and a lot of things that were going to contest against you guys. But tell me about the overall defensive play and how you guys felt like you got done.
Oh, man, just going into this game, the mindset, you know, to be physical, man, and play fast and obviously play free. So we was able to go out, you know, fly around. We got a lot of DBs who like, you know, get their head ends on tackles, stuff like that. So that's just the overall motto, just play fast, play free and physical, man. I think we did a great job of that in the back end.
I had some notes written down for the game. Talk to Raheem about, and certainly tomorrow for his coach's show, but I was talking to him about the little guys making plays. Mm-hmm. And the little guys had a series there. You had A.J. came up, made the big hit along the sideline. You came on the blitz on that offside and got Carr on the ground. And, of course, Mike Hughes made a play, big play as well. Tell me about the pride you guys have. You guys aren't the biggest dudes in the world, but playing physical.
Man, just playing big. Like, that's the whole thing, just playing bigger than what you are, man. You know, like you said, we're a little smaller guys, but just the mindset that we have, man, we play big. And it show on the game. So, yeah, like you said, on that play, I was able to, you know, make a move and get in on the tackle, man. Little things like that, I try to, you know, separate myself from, a lot of other smaller guys in the league. But, yeah, man, those, you know, all the DB group we got, man, we pretty physical, and it feel good to be able to show it on Sunday. So
Jimmy doesn't dial up a lot of blitzes for you guys, but you guys have been pretty successful when you come. Tell me about the technique there in the nickel spot, trying to disguise it so Carr can't see it so he can throw a side adjustment. Talk me through that.
I think I made an adjustment early on in the game. I know, you know, a lot of guys watch film around the league. They'll see that I play off a lot. So I try to switch it up so you never know if I'm pressing, am I blitzing, or I'm pressing to play man. So I try to, you know, add that to my bag and, like, switch it up. And I was able to disguise it, don't show the blitz, and he didn't look my way. I came free, so I made a play.
Yeah, you made that play. And you also made a play in the back corner of the end zone in that fourth down play. Tell me about that play.
Oh, man, that was a got-to-have-it situation. We was, zero man. So it's one-on-one. You got to win your matchup. I was able, you know, pre-snap, I was talking to Mike Hughes. I noticed the split was wide, so I knew my guy was going to run the corner, his guy was going to run the post. At first, I wanted to work it out and pass it off to him, but we kind of, like, said, nah, man, just lock it. Mm-hmm. And I knew it was coming, so I was anticipating the corner route. I'm able, you know, to get the right angle and make a play on the ball.
See, there's that communication on the field. That's what you're talking about. You guys talking to each other in the back end. All right, last thing for you. Quick week now. Mm-hmm. You got another divisional opponent come in on Thursday. Mm-hmm. What does the mindset have to be when you come to work tomorrow?
Oh, man, we already in recovery mode right now. So we got guys iced up. Whatever you got to do, we are in the mindset to, you know, get ahead of the short week so we can come out, you know, come back in here in front of the fans and, you know, get that dub. So
D off for just making plays. Thanks, bro.
Thank you.
Man, we already forgot about the Saints. We over this already.
Ice up, son. Hey, man, love it. And, you know, we talked about the defense, and certainly the secondary did a nice job. I thought Mike Hughes had a big day, a couple of big tackles.
Mike, he's playing well.
Really is. For a guy that, you know, I know all summer long, Carl and I were like, I don't know about this corner room, man. All these free agent corners are out there. Now, we do go get the best safety tandem in the league, and that's great. And those guys doing a hell of a job, as always. But I just thought that, you know, we really need a little more oomph on the edge rush. Maybe that'll come. We picked up Rashawn Evans, by the way. For guys who missed it at the start of the show, he was with us in 22, and then he was with the Cowboys, with the Eagles. Anyway, he's back with the Falcons. I don't know what that bodes for Troy Anderson coming off arguably one of his best days as a Falcon. But Rashawn Evans, the former Alabama linebacker, has re-signed with the Falcons.
Here's what's funny about the Troy Anderson performance yesterday. Early in this game, I thought he was taking bad angles. I thought he was, like, missing tackles. And all of a sudden, you look up and you realize this dude had 16 tackles with a go-ahead, you know, touchdown, or at least a pick six. And it's just crazy to think how well he played after what it looked like was a terrible start. Part of that is what Raheem was talking about. Guys, they broke us off 431 yards rushing yesterday. A lot of that came in the first half where we weren't stopping anybody.
It seemed like Kamara was kind of running with impunity, and then we already talked about, you know, our old nemesis, Taysom Hill, doing his thing. You know, he had one was 7 yards at the touchdown, two touchdowns. He's a red zone demon for the Saints against us. But, yeah, Kamara, 19 carries. They tried to establish it, and then we kind of got a handle on it in the second half. Kind of like how Georgia got a handle on Milroe in the second half, you know, kind of keeping him from doing some of the things he was doing in the first half in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, Mike, I'm with you. Troy Anderson, by the way, listed his day-to-day. That's from Raheem today. He said, quote, he's hurting pretty good, which, I mean, got to put that in context. He's hurting bad, which means this is why they went out and got Rashawn Evans.